Republican Representative Chris Herod says his bill, paired with Representative Steven Sandstrom's Illegal Immigration Enforcement Act, will be the comprehensive force needed to take on illegal immigration in Utah. HB 253 penalizes businesses that don't use E-Verify or a similar system for verifying legal status, but only if they're found to be employing workers who are in the country illegally.
If we're not going to have those rules, that's fine. I'm okay with taking off all the restrictions on businesses. But let's just make sure that all businesses know that they don't have to play by the rules. This bill simply says if you're going to hire somebody, you play by the rules.
Because of a bill passed last year, E-Verify is already required in Utah for all businesses with 15 or more employees. But it doesn't carry any penalties for businesses that don't comply. Herod's bill gives county attorneys in Utah and the attorney general the authority to revoke someone's business license if they don't use E-Verify and are caught employing undocumented workers. Galen Stewart with Utahns for Immigration Reform and Enforcement says right now some businesses are violating the law, and illegal immigrants are flooding the unskilled labor market, making it hard for the working poor to earn a living.
These laws are being ignored not only by the private employers but by the public employers, and the only alternative to the only enforcement is public shame.
But co-founder of the Coalition of Utah Progressives and former business owner Michael Picardi says this is just another message bill coming out of the state legislature aimed at attacking the Latino population.
I am tired of standing by and watching our Latino brothers and sisters be deemed criminals, be accused of stealing people's identities.
Picardi says in 32 years of owning a business, six people gave him false information about their identities, and all of them were white. None of them were undocumented. He adds, contrary to Herod's claims, the bill will cost business owners, even if E-Verify is free to use.
He needs to talk to the people on the county level and the city levels that are going to have to enforce this bill that he's putting out and have them tell him how much it's going to cost. You're going to have somebody do this E-Verify and get all this paperwork and get all this information and track it and keep... Who's paying for that?
Wesley Smith is director of public policy for the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce. He says Herod's bill doesn't fall in line with the Utah Compact and is bad for business.
We're very concerned about the economic impacts on the economy. Government shouldn't put the burden of enforcement on the shoulders of businesses.
But Representative Herod says the business owners he's spoken to who use E-Verify say they're using fewer resources than before and experiencing positive results.
We've actually had people testify before at committees up here that it actually saves them time in the long run because it catches any time somebody transposes a number. If you've ever transposed a social security number, find out 4 months later and try to fix it. It takes a lot of time to do it.
Herod says he doesn't expect Utah Attorney General Mark Shurtleff to penalize employers who don't use E-Verify, but thinks the next attorney general who's elected will do so. HB 253 passed on a 9-4 vote, garnering support and opposition from both parties. It now moves to the House floor. I'm Whitney Evans, KCPW News.